الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide them except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah will be lessons from a story narrated by Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in the authentic hadith. This story is called in Kutub al-Hadith Qissat al-Ghulam wal-Rahib wal-Sahir wal-Malik. It's the story of the king and the boy or the young man and the magician and the monk. This is a very authentic story narrated about true believers from the true Muslim Christians. How is this? You know, all Christians who followed Jesus Christ, Prophet Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, we consider them Muslims. So the true Muslim Christians, that they are our brothers in faith in their time, happened for a group of them. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us about an incident, and the Quran came and told us about them in the story of Surah Al-Buruj wa Qissat Ashab Al-Khudud. Now, basically, the story is very famous and it's too long. I will not narrate the story. I will give the most important things from the story. I will jump between the things, then I will come to the conclusions of the lessons that we can benefit in our today from this story. The story is narrated by Imam Muslim, and it has another narrations with some additional details in other books of Sunnah. But the most authentic one, it was narrated by Imam Muslim in Sahih Muslim. Basically, in my language, the story says, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says that there was a king who claimed the divinity, ادعى الألوهية, الربوبية. He claimed that he is God. And he was ruling his people by power, by this claim, through different tools. One of his biggest powerful tools to control his kingdom basically was magic. And on top of that, he used to have a very loyal magician working with him. So magic in our language, you can replace it with media now. Media is the magic of today, actually. At that time, up to the limit of their knowledge, magic was something horrible, unbelievable. Okay, something very strange. Whether the normal hand tricks or the real magic in which they deal with Satans and jinn. So basically, it was one of the most powerful tools, which was, by the way, the same tool that was used by Pharaoh, Fir'aun, when he was fighting Musa, alayhi salam. Anyway, this king who has this kind of powerful tool, i.e. the magic, The magician came to him once and he said, look, I'm getting older and at any moment I might pass away. So I want you to bring me a young man or a boy to teach him all kind of magic that I know. So that, look how loyal he is. Look how this evil person is loyal to his evil friend. He said, if I passed away, I'm afraid that you can't control the people, so I want to teach a young boy all the magic that I have so that you can keep controlling the people. So in somehow, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like the Quranic methodology, anything that there is no need for it is not mentioned. Regardless, he did not tell us about the name of the king. He did not tell us about the exact year, but he said, "Kafi man kana qablakum," those who came from you. From the context, we knew that they were Christians, as a true Christians who believed in Jesus Christ as a prophet. Now, they chose a boy in some criteria. The chosen person, basically, was a young boy or a young man, a boy, ghulam. For this ghulam, this young boy basically, or young man, he used to come from his village, from his place, to meet the magician every day to just to be taught by him. It happened by the will of Allah in his way, in which we say coincidentally, there is no coincidence in God's knowledge. By the will of Allah, he came across by a monk. Now this monk, in our language now, we can say righteous, pious, sheikh, da'iyah, but sitting alone in his isolated worship place. Alone, no one knows him. He was just worshiping Allah. He was passing by, he noticed him, he said salam for him. You know, time by time, he started listening to him. Now the king and the magic, basically, the magician, both of them, they were claiming that the king is God and he is in charge of everything, and the magician was helping in that. So the and the whole the people there, they were aware of this. So this young man started listening to something new from this da'iyah, if I may put it in my language, from this monk, from this rahib, something to talk about true God, the true, you know, ilah, Rabb of this universe. He kept listening. He found really it seems more logical, more true. So he kept on this. To make it short, he started having much more, you know, to the side of the monk once a day, but still he was a little bit hesitant who is telling him the truth. It happened with him once. The people, they were walking in a narrow road. There was a beast. The narration says, كان هناك دابة تقطع على الناس طريقهم. دابة, like a huge animal, did not tell us what kind of animal. It says دابة, huge دابة, which means great beasts, great animal. This animal basically was, you know, closing the road. No one was able to move this animal. Then this young man, he wanted to test. He said, Ya Allah, Allahumma, in kunta ta'lamu anna amra al-kahin amsaka hajran saghiran biyadih bimawazin al-bashar la yusawi shay'an. قال اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن أمر الراهب أحب إليك من أمر الساحر فاقتل هذه الدابة واصرفها عن طريق الناس. Said, Ya Allah, if you know, and Allah definitely knows, Ya Allah, if you know that the monk, what the monk is calling me for, is more beloved and close to you more than the magician, what the magician is telling me. And he holded a small stone in his hand, which in our human measurements will do nothing. Then he said, Ya Allah, let me, after throwing this stone, kill this beast and remove it from the way of the people. He did it, and immediately the beast was killed and it was removed. Then it was for him, for this young man, a sign from God that definitely what you are thinking about is true. The monk is the one who's telling you the truth. After that, the news was spread that this young man did something amazing. They started coming to him. He started healing the people by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone comes to him, he said, yeah, we saw you did something amazing. What is it? He said, I do nothing unless by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like exactly what Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, وحي الموتى بإذن الله. And I do bring people to life by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said if you believe in Allah, but who's Allah? We don't know anyone except the king. No. Allah is the creator of this universe, and he started explaining. Anyone who believes, he started to heal them. So the news spread. One of the close friends of the king, he was blind. He heard about this boy. He went to him. He said, I'm ready to pay you anything you ask me about. But please, let me recover from blindness. He said, I do not recover anyone. It's my Allah, my Lord who does. You believe in him. He believed in him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed him, recovered him. Then he came back to the king with his open eyes. Okay, what did happen to you? Said Shafani Allah, Allah recovered me. He said, do you know any Allah, any God except me? He said, yes, God who created me. Then he started torturing him. Who taught you this? You know, he wanted just to isolate them with the magician, with his own news, to know nothing. You know, those dictatorship regimes, basically, they hate awareness. They hate anyone who is spreading the ilm and the knowledge. They hate him. They hate them because they made the people aware that they should not be slaves but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they tortured him till he told them about the boy. They brought the boy, they tortured him to a degree that he told them about the monk. So they brought three of them. Now, the core point of the problem for the king is the monk, the sheikh, the da'iyah. He tried his best to let him leave his religion. He refused. Then he killed him by قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فأتي بالمئشار أي المنشار فقطع من مفرق رأسه حتى انشق إلى نصفين. They bought a saw and they cut him into two pieces while he was alive. Then they came to the close friend of the king. You believe, you leave this new faith or we will kill you. They cut him into pieces by the saw as well. Then, because the young boy, he said, you, as if he's just, you know, small. Are you gonna leave it? He tried it to let him have some kind of fear to scare him. He sent him with the close groups from him, the king. Said, take him to the top of the mountain. Try to scare him by trying to, if he returned back to our religion, it's okay. Otherwise, throw him. When he was there, he made a simple dua, according to the hadith. قَالَ أَللَّهُمَّ كْفِنِيهِمْ بِمَا شِئْتْ. Just Allahumma kfinihim. Oh Allah, save me. Kfinihim, it's just one word in Arabic, but you need full sentence to explain it in English. Kfinihim means, oh Allah, I ask you by your power to save me from whatever they want to do for me. So there was like a earthquake on the mounts. All of them, they fall down and they were killed completely except the boy. Then he came to the king. What happened? They passed away and I'm coming to you back. He sent him again with another group to the sea. They said, try to scare him. If he returned back, it's okay. Otherwise, just throw him into the sea. The same dua, Allahumma kfinihim bima shit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the ship upside down and he came back alone without being touched. He came, then look to this young man, this boy, what he did. He said, innaka lan taqdir alayhi. لكني سأدلك إن ائتمرت بأمري وفعلت ما أمرك به ستقدر على قتلي. He said, look, I'm a hopeless case for you. It's my language. You will not be able to do anything with me. The only way that really you can get rid of me if you gather all the people of your kingdom. Look to the methodology of thinking. He wanted everyone to witness. And look how he will be sacrificing himself. He said, you gather all the people and you take an arrow from my arrows and you put them in the ark and you have to say loudly, Bismillah, Bismi Rabbi Hadha Al-Ghulam. By the name of Allah, by the name of the Lord of this young man. And if you did it, you will kill me. Now the king was in a status, he's desperate, he wants just to get rid of him. So he became completely closed here, did not think Not even a second thought. He said, okay, I will do it. He gathered all the kingdom. He put him and put it, and he said loudly, Bismillah, Bismi Rabbi Hadal Ghulam. He did it. It came in him, and he passed away. Rahimahullah, Shaheedan Bi'idhnillah. Immediately the reaction was, all the people, they say, Amanna bi Rabbi Hadal Ghulam. Amanna bi Rabbi Hadal Ghulam. Amanna bi Rabbi Hadal Ghulam. We believe in the God of this boy. We believe. In 1 minute, all the people, they witnessed that there is a truth God. So he became mad. They ordered his soldiers to dig the trench. Khdud. And he put fuel with the wood, with the fire, and they kindled a great fire, and they started testing the people. They brought them into the fire. Do you leave this religion, or you believe in the king? If he said, I believe in the king, they will left him. Otherwise, he will be thrown. So they started throwing hundreds of people into the fire. One of the amazing karamat that happened with one of the women, and it's narrated in Sahih Muslim, that a woman, she was breastfeeding, she has a child, she was breastfeeding this child, still we are talking maybe weeks or months. She was hesitant before they are throwing her. Then the child talked, he said, Isbiri ya ummah, fa wallahi innaki ala al-haq. He talked, he said, be patient, oh my mother, wallahi you are on the true path, don't be afraid. She threw himself with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Buruj, or part of Surah Al-Buruj, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودِ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودِ وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. This is part of the message. Now I'll explain these verses, then I will give in the last 10 minutes exactly that we have the lessons from this in our time. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Cursed those who dug the trench. النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ. The fire with the fuel. إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودِ. They were sitting there. They were making sure no one will escape from the fire. They will kill all of them. إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الشُّهُودِ. And they are witnesses. They will be witnesses against themselves on what they have done. And this is a message for anyone in the Arab Muslim world who said, أَنَا عَبْدٌ مَأْمُورٌ. Do you know this term, أَنَا عَبْدٌ مَأْمُورٌ? Especially this is an Egyptian terminology. It says, يَسِيدِ أَنَا عَبْدٌ مَأْمُورٌ, which means I'm just a servant for my master. If he's commanding me to torture someone, it's not my blame, Sheikh. It's okay. I need to eat some food for my kids. I'm just obeying the commandments. فالله سبحانه وتعالى says, وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ. They will be witnesses against themselves because they know why they are doing that. Simply, they want to enslave the people to that person. قال وما, and this is the most important part for me at least, وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد. The only reason why they were holding hatred, enmity for them, just because they believed in Allah. They did nothing for them. They did not insult them. They did not hurt them. They did not do any bad, any evil act, anything. Just they said, I believe in this. No. You have no right to believe. You must believe in our king. Okay, keep it in your mind. We return back. This is the story in short. I would recommend you to read this story for your kids in details from Sahih Muslim. Look to the quick lessons from this amazing hadith by Prophet Muhammad. Now, the fact that you decided to be a practicing believer does not mean that you will be living in a honeymoon. First message. Being a practicing believer means by default, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبَّلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ
Sen öyle. The basic part of the existence in this creation to be tested. We will be in trial. So the fact that I became close from Allah does not mean I have solved my problems in this dunya and khalas, I'm just waiting to go to the Jannah. No. Now you have started the true exam, the true tests. Number one, look, this is a young man, still a boy. He was tortured to a degree that he told him about the... He was tortured, can you imagine? Maybe 12, 13 years to be tortured in the security forces under the commandment of a king, of a kingdom. It's not something easy. He was tortured literally to a degree he told. Second message. Who could ever believe on earth that an isolated true believer following Jesus Christ as a true Muslim believer sitting alone in somewhere in the middle of nowhere, no one knows about him, that Allah, maybe out of his sincerity, will bring a young man to him and just by talking with him, the monk, will be the main reason through the means, i.e. the boy will be the reason to turn a full nation, kingdom to be believers. Who was sitting alone, talking with no one, who was not making dawah even. But wallahu a'lam, Allah wanted the khayr for him because of his... Maybe he was crying there, Ya Allah help me, I don't know what to do. Maybe. Ya Allah, I want to do. All of them, they disbelieved in you. They are making kufr against you. I don't know what to do. Maybe he was crying in his isolated worship place every night till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to him through this. Two. Third lesson. Now, to be a hero in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and according to Islam, does not necessarily related to a certain age group. You could be one of the greatest people in the sight of Allah, even if you are a young person. There is no need to be great scholar to be a hero. There is no need to be just in the age of 50 or 40 or to have a lot. No. Sometimes it's a matter of sincerity and to steadfast to what you believe. You could be one of the greatest heroes. Look, this story was narrated in the Hadith Sahih, and it has been narrated still. We are narrating it from Prophet Muhammad SAW since 1400 years. Millions and millions and millions and billions of Muslims, they hear that, and maybe they make dua to this young man and to the monk. And from human mathematical measurements, they could have been just isolated somewhere and no one knew about them. What made everything to be known for all of us? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Let's dig on top of it, sincerity. Khlas. It's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the last 3 minutes, now, the most important two messages. Who can ever imagine that the one who was prepared, and this is a big, there's a message of hope now. This young man was, they were preparing him to be the media person in their time to brainwash the people and to control the people and to enslave the people to the king. He himself was the reason to let everyone be a believer. So you have to believe, and we have many incidents. Musa alayhi salam, where did he? He was raised in which place? In the house of Pharaoh. When Allah wants something, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. الْمَكْرُ فِي اللُّغَةِ تَخْطِيطُ فِي الْخَفَاءِ. When they say يَمْكُرُونَ, they do plan secretly. And Allah does plan secretly. And Allah is the best of those who plan secretly. And Allah will let his plans prevail. Let them plan. But you, me, we have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, he was supposed to be the means of controlling the people. The means of, he himself became their reason for making people believers. The last message, and we finish inshallah. I did say it while I was reciting Surah Al-Buruj, and I will repeat it now. Don't ever think that if you decided to isolate yourself and to hide your actions and to be nice and not to say anything that it will leave you. I mean, you know, this world is divided into good people and bad people. Right? We have good and bad. We have evil and good. Good people will not leave, bad people will not leave good people alone, even if they just were sitting alone saying, just we believe in you, Ya Allah. No. This is not acceptable. And the biggest evidence for that, أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون. Kick out the people of Sodom, the people of Qawm Lut. Kick them out of your village. They are a people who do purify themselves. Kick them out. But they have done nothing to you. They are not doing anything. No. We don't want any people even to do the good. It's either you do bad, evil things like us, or we will show you. Either you change or we will not leave you. This is like Sunnah Kawniya. Like a divine law, you need to know. So please, don't be shy from talking about what you believe in. Because even if you hide it, no one will leave you. Please be proud of what you know. Let the people know. Be like that young man. Be proud to talk. Wallahu a'lam. As'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An yaghfirana wa yarhamana wa yahdina wa afina wa yafu anna. Astaghfirullah. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا يا ربنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكم وعدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي ويعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة. Yeah.